We turn our attention to Daniel, the fourth chapter, one of the most unique chapters in the Bible in that it was written by Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, after his conversion to being a God-fearing, God-worshipping individual. In fact, he says in chapter 4 and verse 2, "It has seemed good to me to declare the signs and wonders which the Most High God has done for me." This is his personal testimony. This is his witness. And so a chapter from the king of Babylon is included in the Bible. I look forward to going to heaven and seeing Nebuchadnezzar someday and learning more about his testimony. You know, it's interesting that God sees the hearts or reads the hearts of people. In fact, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 24 and verse 12 concerning the heart that God is most interested in the heart, not the profession. It says, "If you say, 'See, we did not know this,' does he not consider it who weighs the hearts? Does he not know it who keeps your soul? Will he not render to man according to his work?" So God is interested mostly in the heart. He wants those who are true blue, those who are sincere, those who hate evil and love righteousness. Again, in Psalm 87, it says, "Shall I mention Rahab," that's Egypt, another word for Egypt, "and Babylon among those who know me? Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia, this one was born there. But of Zion it shall be said, this one and that one were born in her. And the Most High himself will establish her. The Lord shall count when he registers the people, this one was born there." So God considers the circumstances. We tend to look at people and judge them by their action. But God considers where they were born, and what circumstances brought about who they are. And then he looks at their heart. Is this heart a true heart that loves righteousness and hates evil, regardless of what they know to be right and wrong? Paul confirms this in Romans, the second chapter, when he said in verse 11, "There is no partiality with God. For all who have sinned without the law," and by law here it means the instruction of the Old Testament, "will also perish without the law or the instruction. And all who have sinned under the law or instruction will be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law will be justified. For when Gentiles who do not have the law," they never had the Old Testament, they never had the instruction of God, "for when the Gentiles who do not have the law do instinctively the things of the law, these not having the law are a law to themselves in that they show the work of the law written on their hearts, their conscience bearing witness, and their thoughts alternately accusing or else defending them on the day when, according to my gospel, God will judge the secrets of men through Christ Jesus." So God is concerned about our heartfelt response to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit prompts every heart that's ever been born on this planet through all time. It isn't just those who heard the good news that will be saved, but it's those whose hearts respond to what is right. And they may have only a little portion of what is right, but God looks at the heart and looks at their capacity to be in heaven and learn much more and have a love of the truth. That's why the Bible says in 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 10, they have a love of the truth so as to be saved. So that's a mindset. Apparently Nebuchadnezzar had that mindset because under the influence of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and under the promptings of the Holy Spirit, he became a converted man and wrote his witness or his testimony, his conversion story in the Bible, which we will talk about more tomorrow, exactly what this dream that Nebuchadnezzar was and what it meant. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.